Hello there, it's Paul O'Mahony here, O'Mahony Blog on the internet, and welcome to my living room. Well, okay, no, it's obviously not Paul O'Mahony. Pardon me, I'm in rather a silly mood. He can kill me now if he wants to. But actually, I think he is lovely. So, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. But anyhow, no, it's actually Gwentlian, and seriously, welcome to my living room. Today is February, day 7, and the topic is, what do you carry inside your purse or handbag? And what would you never leave home without? Cell phone and keys don't count. So, I have a rather enormous handbag because I tend to carry a fairly substantial amount of stuff with me. Generally, everything that I need when I leave the house is already in here, unless I'm going away for an extended period of time, in which case I take another bag. So this handbag is black leather with gold studs and gold accents. On the front, it's got a big pouch with a magnetic closure and two side pockets. So in that pouch, which has the logo of the handbag designer on it, we have some earbuds. We have my little Olympus DM20, which always goes everywhere with me, just in case I need to record reminders for myself, or memos, or phone numbers, or something. Of course, I do have my iPhone with me now, so I can also use it, but the DM20 is super easy to use, so I like to keep it as well. And also, well, I must confess, I'm rather sneaky. I will occasionally record things when I'm out. In that pouch, I also have this. Let's see if it works. I have to put the Olympus down.
Starts in the 60s as the U.S. government launches a secret space mission where they send hundreds of people up in the Ascension for a 100-year mission to populate a new world. Fast forward 50 years to the point of no return, and someone on board is murdered. And now, those aboard the Ascension begin to wonder what the true purpose of the mission was.
Yes, folks, we have an old-fashioned radio. It's actually a Grundig mini shortwave radio that I've had for a few years now, and which, up until I got my iPhone, I could not have lived without. Seriously. It went everywhere with me, and it's still here because I haven't found a home for it. Now, of course, I have my iPhone, so I have apps like TuneIn Radio or Ootunes, and I can stream pretty much any radio station I want to. But until I got the smartphone, I relied very heavily on my little Grundig shortwave for news and information, and I'm a huge news junkie, so I cannot be without my news. And in fact, I may just keep that radio with me anyway in this bag, just in case my iPhone battery dies, because the batteries in that radio last forever, practically. Now, the trouble with it is that because it's been everywhere with me, it's looking very beaten up now. The whole rubberized back of the radio has gotten quite sticky, but there's not a whole lot I can do about that. It only cost me $20, and really it was one of the best investments I ever made. So, in the right-hand side pocket, which is next to this big pouch, I have some mint humbugs. Something else I very seldom travel without. In the left-hand side pocket, I have some change, which I will probably put in the offertory basket at church tomorrow. Then there's a main zippered compartment in this bag. There's a little pocket inside there, which is just the right size for a flip phone. That shows you how old this handbag is. But I no longer use a flip phone, so I have to put the iPhone in the main compartment. Other things I have in this main compartment are a Braille 2015 calendar with special events listed below the months. I have a referral for a blood test that I should have done some time ago and keep forgetting about. Need to set myself nagging reminders to take care of that. I have a little blister pack of Advil Sinus because I tend to get wicked sinus headaches. And I like to have something with me to mitigate those when they occur. I have some tissues, clean ones, I assure you. And I have a wallet with a Welsh flag on the front. In that wallet are things like my health card, my library card, my bank card, my CNIB card, my birth certificate, and my Shopper's Optimum card, which allows me to rack up points and then hopefully get some free goodies at some point. Then I also have an iPod Shuffle in here, which I don't use really anymore because of the iPhone. It's very tiny. Inside the main compartment of my bag, at the back, there's another zippered compartment, and in there I have a checkbook. I have a little container of Blistex mint-flavored lip balm. I have my Medic Alert card, which contains information like my name, address, phone number, and instructions for medical staff in case I ever go into an amino crisis. I also have a list of drugs that I'm taking from my pharmacy, and some cash. Not a whole lot, but I do like to carry a bit in case of emergencies. Then in the back of the bag, there is a zippered compartment as well, which holds some antibacterial hand wipes. And what is this? Oh, it's a brush up. They are little rough textured pads that you can stick on your finger and then use to clean your teeth. They actually have some sort of substance on them, which when it gets wet, it turns into toothpaste. They're very handy little, ingenious little things. And then I have my keys. And on my keys, there's a keychain with the Welsh Red Dragon on it. There's a little nail clipper. And then there's a miniature Swiss Army knife, which has a nail file, a knife, and some scissors on it. And that, I'm afraid, is it. Pretty boring stuff, really. Sometimes I carry things like flash drives or my drug and dental cards, antacid tablets, which reminds me I need to get some more and put some more in there. But unfortunately, nothing terribly exciting.
It doesn't matter how you cut your hair, it's what's inside that counts.